to his daf is Chav Beis. We'll take it from the bottom of Chav Alf and Beis. Around 10 lines up, the Gemara had been talking about the Shnios, the second tier of Isurim of Arayos, which ones were included on the Dirabon level. So the Gemara sends now, that has the following Gemara, Shalach Le Rav Misharsha Mitusne, that was his name. He sent Le Rav Papi, Yilmedenu Rabbeinu, teach me the following. Eishes Achi Avi Ha'av, the wife of the brother of my father's father, in other words, grandfather's brother, which is a great uncle, the great uncle's wife. Is a great uncle's wife, Usher, Ve'achos Avi Ha'av, and also the great aunt, the grandfather's sister, is she Usher? Mahu. What's the status of her in terms of Shnios of Arayos? Do we say Midilamata Erva, Lemalanami Gazuba? Do we say since right below that, the tier below that, the generation under, namely an aunt, not a great aunt, but an aunt, or the wife of an uncle is Usher? So do we say a great aunt and a wife of a great uncle is also Usher? Is that what we're going to say? Because Shnios is always one generation more than what actually is Usher Midaraisa. Oduma, or do we say, Ha is Palik Darasa? Since there's a door that separates between the two generations, we don't extend the Isser above to the great uncle and great aunt. That's the question that was posed. So the Gemara says, Tashma. Gemara brings a Braisa. Mahin Shnios. They bring a list of Shnios. V'lo kechashiv v'lo badayu. And we see clearly that this is not on the list. Great uncle and great aunt are not on the list of Shneel, so therefore their mother. So Gemara says, no, Tanav Shire, it left everything off. It wasn't an exhaustive list. It wasn't listing every single case. There are certain things listed off.
So, is it the fact that they are not listed the Raisa, or is it the fact that they're not listed they're totally a mutter?
The fact that they're not listed on the Braisa means that they're mutter.
Totally mutter, right. Because they're asking here about Midir Raisa.
No, they're asking Midir Banan, I think. Yes, Midir Banan. These are not listed in the Torah.
No, but the uncle's wife is Midaraisa.
Right, no, that is. They said since the uncle's wife and the aunt are on Midaraisa, did they extend it to the Shnios?
In Midravanan.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we find the text, a list, the following are Shnios. And you look down the list. It doesn't mention a great uncle or grand. Okay. Must be the mutter. And the Gemara says, no, it's Tan. It's somewhere right. The Gemara quotes it. No.
We did quote it or no?
I think Gemara made mention of it.
This is, if you want to know, this is great.
That was it.
Chav Aleph, number 4.
See, I didn't do Chav Aleph.
It's great. If you look at this, you'll understand everything.
Okay, so the Gemara says now, Ton of Ashire, the Bryce left off something on the Bryce. It didn't have a complete exhaustive list. So the Klal, whenever the Bryce lifts, misses one thing's left on the list, it's never just one thing. It's always at least two things. Because if it was just one thing they left off the list, they just throw that last thing and why would you leave anything off? But once it's two or more, then they would have left it off the list. So if you're going to tell me that a great uncle and a great aunt are left off the list, so what else was left off? My Shire, what else was left off? The High Shire, the following is, Shire Shnios de Bei Rabbi Chiya. There's another list of Bei Rabbi Chiya, another list of Shnios, which we'll see on the Chav Beis, that was not on the list. So just like the list of Bei Rabbi Chiya was not on the list, so it's very possible the great uncle and great aunt were also not on the list. So what comes out is, a Meimar Achsher Be'eshes Achi Avi Aviv. A Meimar permitted one's great uncle's wife was permitted, according to a Meimar. And he also permitted Uvachos Avi Aviv, also one's great aunt. So Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi Lididi Chazilishnius Mar Breder Banan. I saw the actual list. They had this list, this text of Mar Breder Banan. Uksivin Shisar Lisur. And there were 16, there was a list of 16 that were Usur. So according to what we're saying, that if these two were really Usur, that if a great aunt and a great uncle's wife were Usur, my love, Tamni, sorry, what are the 16, sorry? So my love, Tamni Dimasnisa, the 8 of the Brises that we had seen earlier, Vishis de Bei Rabbi Chiya, 6 of the Rabbi Chiya, which we'll see in a little bit. And then the other two of the great aunt and the great uncle's wife. That totals to 16. So we see from this list, there must be, you have to include that it's Usur against the Meimar. Meimar said these great uncles and great aunts are Mutter, but this price seems to indicate how else do you get to the total of 16? It must be that these are Usur. So Gemara says, Hashitzer, that gives us a total of 16. Gemara says, no, according to your calculation, Ulutameich, Shivsara Haven, there really should be 17. Don't forget that we learned earlier that the wife of a brother from the mother, meaning a person's uncle, but it's his mother's brother, but it's mother's brother only from the side of the mother's mother, not from the father of the mother. So that we said was usur. So that should be the 17th. So just like, so this obviously you can't just take the number 16 and start plugging in which ones are there because.
Here in this chart, it marks it as Asur Midrabanan. Maybe that's
not no, it is. That's the point. It is Asur Midrabanan.
Ah, okay.
So it should be the 17th.
Ah, okay.
And
but
so
this is within the 8. It's not additional. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I believe that was a separate question the Gemara had asked.
Uh-huh.
It was on the initial
8, 9. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So there should be, according to your calculation, there should be 17?
Right.
So where it says, no, holo kasha, that's not problematic because hanech tarti, didamin lahadade, kechadech hashivlu. These two, which are similar to each other, with, namely the great aunt and the great uncle's wife, which are pretty similar because they're on the same generation level. So those were considered one. So that gives us back to our total of 16. So
in that case, there's a lot of stuff that you could cancel.
You say which ones are similar to each other?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So the Gemara says v'ha shitzer. So we have a total of 16. V'ha mikol makom l'didin chazin l'indek siv l'isura. So we have these are our total 16, and I saw that it's usher. So
it's
according to, I think it's just like we finalize the kasha now.
V'ha shitzer. And now it's a new kasha.
Well, right. I think it's really rehabilitating the kasha before.
Yeah,
meaning
comes back to the old kasha.
Right. Exactly. So now we have 16, and on that list we're including a great aunt and a great uncle's wife. And according to what a Amemar Paskin before, that these generations were mutter, this brisa poses a big difficulty to a Amemar. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, v'letameich, according to your reasoning, I have a ksiv lehetera. And let's say this list said heter. Right? He had this list, I guess, which didn't specify. Had there's 16 shneis or usher. That's all this document said. So he says back to them, and if this document said that there's 16 that were heter, that were mutter, mi havas samchus alayu, Mar Bre Diravana, mi chasam alayu? Would you have trusted the very fact that Mar Bre Ravana's name was signed off on it? Would you really believe that these 16 were mutter? Hashinami dichsiva lisur. So now that it says that these 16 are usher, la Mar Bre Diravina chasam alayu, he didn't necessarily sign off on this. I'm not sure exactly what the svara means. I'm guessing this document is not enough for proof to show either direction.
I guess it's saying, listen, if he would be matri, we wouldn't be trusting him. Why should we be trusting him for Isur?
Mm-hmm. It's strange because...
Yeah, because we never heard something like that.
I don't know what I mean. If the document signed off with his name, that they're also... It doesn't say heter. Is there any clear explanation
no
in English?
There are no notes.
Right. There's nothing here either.
No.
So, unless, again, this was some later document that they found. It's possible, maybe it's the point that there's a big discussion. Let's say nowadays we found many manuscripts of Svarim, of Rishonim, that they didn't have in the past. It wasn't necessarily part of the Masorah. We lost it as part of the Masorah. Can we bring those back to prove certain things that we didn't have? You know, the Meiri. Meiri is known to be one of the newer Rishonim that we have. Could we use something that we find in him to Paskin Halacha that we normally thought was Asr, let's say, but now had they had the Meiri at the time, they would have thought it's Mutter. They didn't have it. But now we do have it. Can we trust this? Is this saying if it's not part of the Masorah, we can't necessarily trust
it? I think it's a list that was not really signed. They just found the list.
Had they assumed it was according from Mar Bre D'Ravana?
Here it's a ilu hayita ilu hayu otan nashim eshet achi aviyav v'achot aviyav k'tuvot leheter mi hav v'chi hayita somech aleim lehatiran barul shelo mishum shehayita toen v'chi mar beno shel rabina chatum barul shelo. Why? Because I guess he didn't sign it.
If it wasn't signed, then I'm not sure what the discussion. If it's a random list, I wouldn't trust it either. So I guess maybe that's the point. Okay. So Gemara says now, going weiter, discussing the issues of Shnios of Arayos, Gemara quotes a brisa of Tana de Rabbi Chiya. We made reference to this before, that there's this Tana de Rabbi Chiya, who had an additional six Arayos that were asim midirbanan. So what are these six? So he says, Shlishi shebivno, vishebibito, vishebiben ishto, vishebibas ishto, shnir. So those are secondary levels. So it's a third generation from one son, from one's daughter, from one's wife's son, from one's wife's daughter. Three generations. So it's the son, his son, grandson, great-grandson. Those would be shnios. And then those are four. And then revi shebichamoso shniyam. What?
Revi is another generation down.
Right. And then revi shebichamav.
No, revi is up.
No, revi is different now. Right. No, shlishi was down. Now revi, we're going up. Shebichamav, shebichamoso, revi of his mother-in-law or father-in-law, four generations up. So let's just look at the Rashi's for a second. And Rashi, shlishi shebivno, two lines from the top. Shlishi shebivno, bas ben bino, the daughter of his grandson. The hub base, bas bino erva. His granddaughter's erva, so his great-granddaughter is also going to be erva. That's the shnios. The shebibito.
Those are shlishis, or
these are shlishis, yeah. And then shebibito, Rashi says, bas ben bito, also his daughter from a grandson, but this time from through his own daughter as opposed to through his son. Sherei bas bito, his granddaughter, erva, hilkach bas ben bito shnia. Therefore, the great-granddaughter is going to be a secondary level.
All the daughters that are the great-great granddaughters are midirabanan.
Correct,
exactly. It's just mentioning them, which is basically 1, 2, 3, 4. It's eight.
It ends up being eight of them.
Because you have Bito and Beno from the father, which makes in two generations down makes four, and then you have Bito and Bat and Ben from the mother, which two generations down makes another eight.
There should be only four shnios, I think.
No, shlishis.
No, I understand. I know shlishis, but it's only four though. Let's see. These are all derises, right? Now these are derbanan.
You have the mother, you have the father. Then you have the, each one has. They have two kids on each side. Then they have.
If
these are the grandkids, and these are the great grandkids, so it's eight.
Basito, basito. I see. Okay.
It's very good. This is very clear.
Okay, and then that's all the shnios of the third generation. But they're called shnios because they're secondary levels in terms of their derbanan. That's what shnios means. But they are third generations. And then Ravi says, Rashi, what's Ravi Shebechamav? The Ravi of the father-in-law means Dor Ravi Shebechamav, Hainu, Aim Chamav, Hu Dor Ravi, Ishov Isho Bechlau. So we're including the wife here. The wife is one generation, her mother's two, her mother's mother's three, her mother's mother's four.
Right.
So that's four up.
Because her mother's mother and her father's mother are also midiraisa.
Correct.
But once, then one generation up, it's already midirabanan.
Okay. So now what happens is, though, in both scenarios, it's really only three generations up and three generations below. And what I was about to ask, why when going down, do we not include the wife or father? When going upwards, we do include the wife as one of the generations.
How can you include the wife? The wife is his wife.
Right, so for some reason, that's the Gemara's question now. Amar Le'Ravina.
What's the question?
Well, let's read it inside, we'll see it. Amar Le'Ravina Le'Ravashi, Maishna Lamala de Kachasha Le'Lisha. Why, when going upwards, we include the wife as first generation, and we go up to four? She's number one. However, Umaishna Lamata, when we go downwards in generations, Jalo Kachasha Le'Lisha, we don't count her.
It's just terminology.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the same levels of generations up and down.
But it's just they call it. Why, you want to know why they call it different?
Exactly.
It's an extra kiddushin.
Exactly. Well, the Gemara is going to answer. Let's see. Lemala de isura mikach isho kasi. Since going upwards, it's the iser comes vis-a-vis the wife kasi chashivlu lemata chashivla. We included the wife because the only reason why the mother-in-law and the father-in-law's mother or aser is because it comes through the wife. However, Lamata, the Isur Lav Mikach Isha Kasi, the granddaughter, the great granddaughters, who do not come through the wife. Lo kachashavlu, it's not midin the wife, it's midin being a bas.
But Ben Ishto and Ben and Bat Ishto that are not from him are also.
That's a good question.
What? Which one?
Here on Ben the Ishto. Whole right side is kids, yeah, that his wife had without him. But it's also mikoach Ishto.
But that's a down the generation. Was
that's
the
okay.
No.
But it's if the answer is because it's mikoach Ishto, it is also a mikoach Ishto, not from his own koyach, because these are not his kids.
So he should include Ishto as one generation.
He should also be fourth, right? I mean, it's just a terminology, but
it is four because he started from him,
right?
But I think the thing is they're the same level down as his own descendants.
Yeah.
So you would say one of them is four and one of them is three, but they're really the same.
Right.
Ah, okay.
No, but I'm saying that's okay. But the answer then it's not good. The answer of the Gemara is not good.
Right.
But I guess saying once part of them are not coming through the Ishto. Since at least his are not coming through the Ishto,
right,
necessarily, so we want to have all the, you know,
same,
on the
right,
same, but
okay. Harry's an acharon.
Right. So then the Gemara says, "V'ha ben Ishto u'bash Ishto." Oh, this is your question. "V'ha ben Ishto u'bash Ishto." So you're the level of Amorim then.
Okay.
"Ha bas ben Ishto the isur mikach Ishto kasi v'lo chashivle." So what do you mean? The wife's son and the wife's daughter, or really great, the granddaughters of them, are coming from the Ishto, and it's not considered. We only have three generations, not four. So this is, now Harry answered the question when the Gemara asked. This
That's
is basically
it.
What the Gemara said. The Tani Shlosha Dor Zlamata, today, Velo Chashre, since vis-a-vis himself,
right,
they only included three, and he was not included. Tana Nami, Shlosha Dor Zlamata, Dida, Velo Chashva.
I didn't want to have two different levels on the same level.
Beautiful. So everyone is holding Nivamos. Wow.
That's it.
So Amalei,
we must be copying this whole thing.
Yeah, I guess.
It's
going to
be a breeze.
Yeah. So Amalei, Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, Shnios debe Rabbi Chia, Yeshem Hefzik, Ein Lam Hefzik. So the six Shnios that we just mentioned for Rabbi Chia, which were again with the four eight, but the four different great granddaughters and the two mother-in-law type of grandmothers, is there a Hefzik? Meaning it stops at that generation of three below and four up? Or it continues to go to generation 5 or generation 6? Does it continue? That's the question. So Tashma Damar Rav Arba Nashim Yeshlam Hefzik Vesula. We have a brice we saw earlier yesterday's daf that there are four Nashim that have a Hefzik that they stop at them and it doesn't go beyond those generations. So we see four only, it doesn't go beyond that. They're no more than those four. Since Tana and Rabbi Chia are not part of those four, then that means they would not have a Hefzik. They would continue to go generations. His wife's great-great-great-grandmother would still be Shnios. Where says, what do you mean? Dilma ki kama Rav, when Rav said that statement that four women have a Hefzik, where it does stop by generation, he was referring to Lahaha Masnisa, that particular Brisa that spoke of four women. Those four women have a Hefzik. But other women that were not on the Brisa, it's possible they also have a Hefzik, such as Tana de Rebbe Chia. So that's not clear, Araya. Tashma, Gemara attempts to bring another Brisa now. Shlishi Virvi, so the Brisa told us that the third generation below is Asur and four generations above are Asur. So Gemara's Medaik. Shlishi Virvi in only those third generations and the fourth generations, but Tfelo, more than that, a fourth and fifth generation would not be Asur. Gemara says, no, Dilma, maybe the Brisa is meant to say, Mishlishi Ve'elech, Mirvi Ve'elech, from the third generation and on are considered Shnios, and upwards, the fourth generation and above are also considered Shnios. No Raya from there either.
Doesn't answer at all. The whole thing.
Exactly. There's no answer.
We don't know.
Don't get married.
Why does someone want to marry the fifth generation?
That's what I was thinking, exactly. I don't think you have to worry about that.
I thought David was going to ask
that. No, unless the father is so old, like you have people who are like Charles Chaplin had a kid when he was 80 or 90. So.
You have like generations, like an uncle and a nephew
right,
the same age.
Have something
right. Okay.
Nice.
So Amale Rava Lerav Nachman.
Also in the time of Metushela. Right.
Amale Rava Lerav Nachman. Chozi Mar Hai Mirabanan Dasa Mimarava. I saw this Rabbanan who came from the West, Vamar, and he said, Ba b'marava in the West, which is a reference to Eretz Yisrael, because in this Gemara was written in Bavel, of course, and West was Eretz Yisrael. So they asked the following question in Eretz Yisrael. Gazu shnius begerim o lo gazu shnius begerim? a ger midiraisa is considered kikatan shenol adami and has no relationship, has no relatives. All his apparent and siblings are not related to anymore. So now that he comes to be a ger, so the issue is, we say it's asr for a ger to marry a sister or a daughter or a mother. All those are asr because it just looks very strange. And
hold on, this ger, his family is goy.
No, if they were converted also. Right, exactly. Let's say they all converted together. So midiraisa, there's no relationships anymore, and it's mutter. We say it's aser. So do we say it's only? Do we say it's only aser those actual ervas midiraisa, or do we even extend it to the shnius? Even the ervas derabanan that Jews have, do they also have them apply?
That's a good
question. So Gemara asks. Gemara answers rather. Amar le. So the response was, hashta ma erva gufa, erva itself, erva deraisa, to us, which we assert to a ger on a derban level. The only reason why we assert the erva itself, the first level, is because ilav shelo yomu ba'in mikedusha chamura l'kedusha kala lo gozer barabanam shnius mibay. The only reason why we are gozer a ger to be with an erva is because we don't want people to say you go from a kedusha chamura to a kedusha kala, meaning being a yid is less kedusha than a ger. Why? Because as a ger, as a ben noach, I'm not allowed to marry any of my relatives. Now that I'm a Jew, I'm allowed to marry everybody. All my sisters and my mothers and my daughters are all permitted to me. We see clearly a Jew as being a less kedusha. That would be impressed.
So the marit ein, you're not allowed. But you might think that there's no inyan, there's no erva anymore.
Exactly.
Because of the goat.
So they were not goyzer? They were goyzer.
No. Had that's the only reason why they were goyzer, so the person shouldn't say there's less kedusha being a yid.
Yeah.
But that was only gzerah that we were goyzer this.
Right.
So if it's only because of a gzerah that the first layer of erva was usher, so certainly the secondary level would not apply to a ger. That was the initial response. So Amar of Nachman, so that's the answer, and that's how we conclude that these shnios do not apply to gerim. Interesting discussion. So now Amar of Nachman, gerim hold the usher liyadon neima b'humilsa. So we have this sometimes in Shas. I'm guessing Rav Kiviger quotes different places where this is. Yeah, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. He likes to do that. When you find the phrase that appears just a few times, he makes reference to the few places where it comes up. So since we're talking about gerim, once we're on the topic, let me say something else related to the issue of gerim. So, name of Bill Milsi. He writes, Achim min ha'em lo yedu. Nothing to do with Eva right now, it doesn't seem at least. So a brother from the mother only, a half-brother, only sharing the same mother, should not testify. They can't testify on each other. V'im he'idu, they're talking about v'im he'idu, edusun edus.
Because they're not related.
Because they're not, exactly. We're talking about a ger right now. Ger, a brother, a half-brother non-Jew, who then they converted together as half-brothers. So midderaisa, they're allowed to testify. Midderbanan, we say you should not. But im he'idu, edusun edus. But if they do, it's a good edus.
You see half-brother.
Because he said min ha'aim only.
It's not half-brother. It's really, right. It's brother, but from the mother. From it.
Right. So that ends up being half-brother. It's half-brother from the mother side.
Right.
So really, it's a good edus. Rashi explains, why is this a good edus? So look at Rashi, lo ye'idu, l'chachila. L'chachila, this half-brother who are now both converted, should not testify for each other. The korvas aim begerim korvahi da vadai imahu. This is vadai his mother. It's vadai. But me'idin, but im, he'idu edus and edus. But if he does testify against him or with him or supporting him, whatever it might be, it's mutter, we accept it, the kekatan shenola dami, because they're reborn now and any previous relationships don't exist.
So according to Rashi, it's achiv mina'av is lechamor than achiv mina'im in the case of Geirus.
Yeah, we'll see, that's the next line of the Gemara, exactly. The next line is going to say that. But let's say it's a case of achim mina'av, half-brother only from the father,
and
me'id l'chachila. And the reason Rashi seems to imply, look at we read Rashi outside actually.
Because
the Torah was mafki any children from the father's side. The idea being, since we assume women of the goyim are mizane, we never really know who the real father is. So therefore, we don't acknowledge a father, what they claim to be the father, to be the real father. The mother we do acknowledge as being the real mother. So only with their banan we say not to testify, but it is effective testimony.
It's very interesting.
Right. So then the Gemara says, he says, even from the half-brother from the mother's side, we permit them l'chachila to testify, because he holds katan kanola dami. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. When it came to Raios, we asked her to Raios, the first level of Raios. You can't marry a sister, a mother, a daughter. When it comes to Edis, you're allowed to testify for the mother and for the sister and for the daughter. Usually when it comes to the halacha, it's the same. Whoever's a relative for Edis is a relative for Raios. There's never a distinction. So why suddenly by Ger, we say it's Asir for the first layer of a Raios, but it's Mutter for the first layer for Edis? Why the difference? So Gemara says, because Erva l'chol Masura, Edis l'beis din Masura. So really Erva is given over to everybody. And no one's really going to know if they say, oh, you see, you're allowed to marry your sister. They're not going to know because it's Geirus is what permits them to marry the sister. And they're going to start allowing other types of Raios, which are, of course, Asur B'Daraisa. And this, since that's something halacha that's passed on to everyone, everyone has that question he has to face, so it's very dangerous. However, when it comes to Edis, it's the Beis Din. You don't just anybody testifies outside of Beis Din. You have to go to a Beis Din to testify. So we're not concerned just because we allow a brother and a sister who now converted to testify. And it might lead someone to think that a real Jewish brother and sister, who were born Jewish and sister brother, could also testify for each other. What's going to happen is they're going to show up to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, wait a second, you guys are brother and sisters, you can't testify. And they're going to say, wait a second, but last week we saw those brother and sisters testify. So no, they were converts, they were allowed to. So since it always takes place in Beis Din, we're not concerned anything bad is going to happen when we allow a brother and sister that were gerim to testify. Gemara says, and the ger shenishkar kikatan shenol dami, and this whole idea being because since a ger is reborn, then any of the previous relationships do not exist halachically anymore. Okay. New Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Mishi yesh lo ach mikol makom, zokik es eshes achiv libum. Anybody who has a brother, no matter where and how the brother was born to him, it's going to exempt. It's going to require his wife. If the person dies without children, his wife is zokuk, is going to be connected to this brother throughout wherever the brother might be found.
What does it mean, mikol makom?
The Gemara is going to explain what it means, mikol makom.
That's obvious, no?
Hmm?
That's obvious.
Well, the Gemara is going to, it's obvious, right? So the Gemara is going to include, what does it mean, mikol makom? Must be a special case of which type of brother, which would not be so obvious. It can't be just a regular brother, because that we know must be a special exception. Even this exception case of brother will also require her a chalitza or a yibam from that brother.
Now that Mishnah is Torah Mishnah?
Hmm?
That Mishnah, this Mishnah, is Torah Mishnah?
Sure, everything here is.
Yeah.
So says the Mishnah. Further, v'achivu, this brother also, l'chol davar, he's a brother l'chol davar, for everything, for all matters, like Yerusha, the Gemara is going to explain. The only brother that does not count as a brother is if it's a brother from the Shivcha. So let's say his father had a child from a Shivcha, that would not be considered his brother. Or his father had a child from a non-Jew, that would also not be his brother.
Shivcha
Goy.
But we said that's a mamzer or no?
That would not be a Jewish child. That child would be an Eved.
If it's a mamzer or not.
We describe by a goy. We discussed that if the mother's a goy, we discuss.
Or a
shifch also. I don't remember. But we paskin it's a non Jew.
Right.
Yeah. Mishi yeshlo ben mikol makom. Someone who has a child, no matter how the child came about, we'll see what that means. Also, poter eishes aviv min hayibam. This child will exempt his father's wife, meaning his mother, from having to perform yibum or chalitza. So father and mother married. They have a child. The father and mother have a child, and then father dies. This child tells us that the mother does not require yibum and chalitza. Yibum and chalitza only exist if there are no children. But here there's a child.
Oh, so it's obvious.
Yeah, obvious, yeah. But it's coming to include a special case.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the chayv al makaso, and this father, this son that we're talking of, which we don't know which son we're talking of, but this son is chayv al makaso. If he hits his father or mother, he's chayv on Issa deraisa. And chiv misa actually vakalaso, and for cursing his father he's also chayv ubno lachol davar, and he's treated as his son for all halachas. He's a real full fledged son, chutz, except for a son mi sheyesh lo ben min hashifcha umna over the kachavim, except for a son that comes from a shifcha over kachavim, that does not count as a son. So Gemara asks now, mikol makom l'simai, what's this brother rather that we're talking about? We know the halacha is very simple. If there's a brother, the brother has to do yibum achalitza. What's this mishnah coming to include? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda lasui mamzer, to include a mamzer, that even though the brother might be from a considered a mamzer, still he's a brother and requires to do yibum achalitza to the widowed sister-in-law. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course. Achavu, he's the brother. I don't care if it's through this type of relationship and it was generated as a mamzer. In the end, he's a brother. Gemara says, no, because Mao, the same of what you would have thought the following. Leilef achua achua, like we saw this Zera Shava earlier. The brother, it says in one place here, achua by Yibom, it says achua by Yaakov. Mibnei Yaakov, malahalim ksheirim v'lopsulim, just like the children of Yaakov were all kosher, none of them were mamzerim. Afkan ksheirim v'lopsulim, so too, when it comes to Yibom, one might think it has to be brother that's kosher and not a puzzle mamzer. Kamash v'lam, that even a mamzer brother is considered a brother for the purposes of Yibom Mechalitza. Omar says, Eim Mahachanami. Maybe you do require ksherim. Whoever said, what's the source? Give me a source that mamzerim are also considered a brother for Yibam Mechalitza. So I'll tell you what the source is. Kaven dil'inyan Yibam Mifter Pater, since with respect to being Pater, if it were to be a son mamzer, as we'll see later on, a son mamzer, everybody agrees based on a drasha, that will exempt the mother from needing a Yibam Mechalitza. So since as a son, mamzer does pater her mother, his mother, so to linen mizkak zokik. Oh, I have all these charts here, wow. Mizkak nami zokik. So too, as a brother, a mamzer brother will also force or require their wife to have either a yibum or a chalitza from that type of brother. So that's the reason why we know the source, that a brother mamzer does zokik the wife, the widow.
So we're saying that the father or the mother have a ben mamzer, they already potter miyibum.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, they are zakuk.
Correct.
Because it's considered an actual person.
A relative, exactly. A relative. Just like relative as a son, it's a relative as a brother.
Okay, so they have to do miyibum or chalitza.
Correct. Okay. So Gemara now says in the top
the
of...
The mamzer brother?
Yeah.
So she's Jewish and the brother's a mamzer.
But Mamzer is still Jewish.
But
she doesn't have a yichus.
Mamzer is still Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. So the Gemara on top of Chaf Beis on Beis now tells us, quote from the Mishnah, Achiv l'chol l'chol davar, that Mamzer brother now is a brother regarding all halachas, all aspects. The Mayhuch. So which, what are we talking about? What's l'chol davar? The Gemara says, L'yorsho l'tamilo, in regards to being Yorishim. If the brother dies and the brother doesn't have any sons and the father's not alive, the next person in line to be Yorish him would be his brother. So he's going to be Yorish's brother. And also, if the brother were to be a Kohen is only able to be Metame for his seven closest relatives, a father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or spouse. Those are the seven. So Tame Lo, so he's able to be Metame for the Kohen even though it's a Mamzer. It's permitted. Pshita Gemara says, Achivu, of course, well, what's the Chiddush? He's a brother. So if he's a brother, of course he's going to be Tame for him. Of course he's going to be Yorishim. No, you would have had the Havmina and thought, that the Pasuk says regarding, this is the Parshas Emor, I think we're quoting from, by Tuma. Let's double check that for a second. Exactly. In Parshas Emor, by Tuma, it says, Ki'im l'sheiro ha-karva lav, only that closest relative. Vamar mar sheiro zu ishto. This is referring to his wife. The sheir is his wife. Uksiv loy tama bal ba'amav le'chalo. That you should not become tame. To someone sometimes you should become tame, meaning yesh baal shematame v'yesh baal shein matame. There are some husbands that you're supposed to be tame to your spouse, and other situations where the husband is not supposed to be tame for a spouse if she were to die. So what's the difference? When do we say you should become tame and go to the kever to your wife, and when do we say you shouldn't go to the kever to your wife? When do we say gemar se hakezad matame hu liishto kishera ve matame liisha pesula. He's only out. The Kohen can only become metame for his wife who's kashrut him, who he's permitted to marry. But he cannot be metame to a wife who he's possible for marrying. That would be usher.
What's the pashut pshat on lo itama ba'al be'amav le'chalo? Like, what's the regular translation? Ba'al means what? A husband?
Husband, right. Ba'amo in the Am, in the nation. Le'chalo, to desecrate his kedusha.
Right. So what is... It mentions Baal and the people. So
I guess it sounds like the husband, from this pasuk it says the husband should not become tame to his wife. That's what it sounds like. But she'era we learn, she'era means ishto. So
right,
from there we say you're supposed to.
So
it depends whether it's a kosher wife or not. So if he married, let's say, a Kohen Gadol married a Grusha, so he shouldn't be going to the kever because it was someone who was puzzled to him. So once we have that by a husband, there's a distinction between a kosher wife and a non-kosher wife, a puzzle wife, that is. Hachanami matame hu la'ach kashavein matame la'ach basal. So too, there is such a havmina that a brother Kohen should only be matame to a kasher brother, not to a pasal brother. That's a havmina. Kamash v'lam, we learn from here, from this Mishnah, that no, achil l'chol davar, hu l'tamei lo, he's able to become matame to his brother, even though his brother is a mamzer and not a Kohen.
And here, psula would be a grusha, right? For the
exactly. Kohen. Right. The Gemara says, v'eim hachanami, maybe it's true, maybe he shouldn't become matame. Where's the source? Give me a pasuk that he's allowed to become tame to his pasal brother. So Gemara says, "Hasam v'eim hachanami, hasam lafuke kaima hacha achivu." Because by the wife, the reason why we say a wife pasal, he can't become matame, because she was always lafuke. She always should have been sent out. She should have been divorced. We wanted him to divorce her the entire life, so she's always omed to be kicked out of his home. But she never was until she died. But the brother, you can't kick him out. He's your brother forever. Nothing you could do about it. So since he's your brother, that's why we say you're allowed to become mitame to him when he dies. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, there is a brother, though, who's not considered your brother. Which is what? Chutz mimisha yesh l'ach min ha-shifcha min ha-ovedes kochabim. A brother who was his mother was a shifcha or a goy, that would not be considered your brother. So my time, what's the reasoning why? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us, ha-isha vila deha tiela doneha. The reason is because, at least referring to a shifcha, I'm not sure how this answers the question of a goy, but for a shifcha, all the children that a shifcha has while being in servitude to the master, right, the Jew owns a shifcha, so that shifcha, any child, children that she has, is owned as further avadim by the master. And it's not owned, it's not considered Jewish, it's considered owned as an eved.
When he goes free, they stay with the other, so there's no really relationship.
Right, when the Eved Kanani, the father of this, or even if it's a Eved Ivri, goes free.
This is a case of an Eved Ivri that the master gives him a Shifcha Kanani.
So the Eved Ivri's time is up, right.
So when after 6 years, so when he goes out, she stays, she's the property of the...
The children are also the property. So then the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, Mishi Yesh Leben Mikol Makom Poter. The Mishnah told us is if they have a son from anywhere, that's going to exempt the mother from needing a Yibum Chalitza. So what does it mean, what's this case of a son? And we know the halach of a son. What's it coming to include? That's what we said before, to include a son who's a mamzer, even though he's a mamzer, will exempt his mother from requiring a Yibum Chalitza. How do you know this? My time, what's the reasoning? What's the basis? Damakra uben ein lo. And he has no son. Yibam only takes place if there's no son. So Ein Lo, a very interesting drasha, the Gemara Shah explains how it works in Kedushin. Ein Lo, Ayin Olav. Even though it says an Aleph and we're using an Ayin, it's Ayin Olav. Look, investigate. See if there's any types of sons, even though it's a mamzer son, even that mamzer son will exempt the mother from requiring a Yibam or a Chalit.
It's interesting because in Pnimius, Aleph and Ayin are opposites.
Oh yeah?
Meaning a lot of stuff that's good with, let's say, or is light, or with iron is leather. Like a lot of stuff that when you switch it around becomes from good to bad. But they switch it around. I mean, I think in Premius, but that's one scale, I'm sure about that.
So much of this is going good or bad, but you're saying the fact that you switch it would be strange because they seem to be opposite.
Right.
But they sound similar. It's really iron, but you're not really Sephardi. It's from your iron. Do you do that?
I tried to download that. Yeah? Yeah, because it makes
it. It's hard in London. No? Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Chai Val Makaso. So a mamzer son, now that we're talking about the Mishnah, a mamzer son is chai for hitting his father or mother. Amai karikan, amai, why? Karikan v'nasi v'amcha lo sor. So the pasuk says, v'nasi, you can't curse a nasi. Bosa maisa amcha, only when he's doing the ma'isa with you, only if he's following the halachas, is there an issa to curse a nasi. So we learn from here, it's also only usher to curse one's father if he's following halachas. So obviously the father wasn't following halachas, because if he has you and your mom's there, he obviously was with the woman who he shouldn't be being with. So he's not ma'isa imcha, it should be mutter to curse such a father. So says the Gemara, k'damar Rav Pinchas mishmei de Rav Papa, bo'osei p'tshuva, ha'achanai k'sha'asa tshuva. The case by the Nasi is talking about a case of Asa B'Tshuva. Here it goes. So the father, yes, he did something wrong in the past and ended up having a a mamzer, but he did tshuva now, and he's a baal tshuva, and you should respect him, and it's a chiyuv for giving
makasa. The mamzer or the...
No, no, the mamzer doesn't have to do tshuva. He didn't do anything wrong. The father.
But it doesn't change the status
of the mamzer. Right, I think I'm going to address that maybe, but in the end of the day, still, the father was a rasha before him because he had a mamzer. Now he's a baal tshuva, so he's a tzaddik. So you have to try, in the end of the day, he's your father. You always have to show respect to your father. If he's a rasha, then you don't have to respect him anymore. But if he isn't a rasha, then you have to respect him. So he did tshuva. So Gemara says, "V'hai bar tshuva ho? Is this father really able to do tshuva?" V'hatanan, the Mishnah tells us in Chagiga, if you remember, Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Eizu ma'avos lo yuchal litzkon. The pasuk, what does that mean? That there's a mistake that can never be fixed. Zeha ba'hal erva v'holim mimin amamzer. Someone who has a child, a mamzer, you can't fix it anymore. His son is done forever. He can never get yichus.
And when you bring that,
what?
Meaning, where did you bring that answer from? Uvat lo yuchal taken. Who said this is the answer? Zeha ba'hal erva v'holim mimin amamzer. This is the case that uvat lo yuchal taken.
Correct.
Where did you bring? Well, like, what's the proof that this is it?
That this is definite. There's an opinion out there that muvash lo yuchal litkon means that having a mamzer is something you can't fix. So we're saying if you can't fix it, to be baal tshuva.
That's the opinion of Shimon ben
Manasseh. Yeah.
Is that makubal?
I guess. Wow, so that's a good question. So you're saying, what do you mean? Maybe he doesn't hold like him. Okay, it's a good question.
No. But the halacha is there's clear halachas on mamzer when that they cannot come back for.
No, right, but
marry a shivcha.
But
I'm asking.
Right.
Me'uvat shelo achal taken. There's no such a thing. Tshuva metaken everything.
Okay. Right.
So what is the proof that zeh ba'al ha'erva v'holid min hamamzer? It is the case that me'uvat lo achal taken.
So that's Gemara's question. So if how can we call him about tshuva if he can't be misaki in this particular aspect? He can't fix the fact that his son's a mamzer. He can't make him kasher. There's no way to put him into mikvah and change him. That's done. So how could he be a complete baal tshuva if he can't fix everything he did? The Gemara says, "Hashemia osim ma'aseh imcha yehu." In the end of the day, right now, he's doing the right thing. He's doing the proper thing. He changed his ways. So I'm not sure that the Gemara answered the problem. The Gemara says, in the end of the day, he can't fix his son. So we look at him, I guess, not at his son.
It cannot be tikkun, but he made tshuva. Like the result cannot be fixed.
No,
but the maaseh, he made tshuva.
As a gavra, he did tshuva as a gavra. But even though the
other story is that he did tshuva, he had a mamzer, did tshuva ila'a, the mamzer died.
Uh-huh.
You can't deal with this situation.
So then the Gemara says, let's try to finish this daf. We can finally catch up, get on the same page. Gemara says Tana Rabbanon, Habal Achoso, Vhu Bas Ishto, Eishes Aviv, Chai Mishem Achoso Mishem Bas Eishes Aviv. What's the case? Person has a sister, who is also the daughter of his father's wife, of course, because his father's wife is his sister. He has the same parents, so it's the same thing. But there are two different Yisurim there, because he's Asher for his father's wife's daughter, and it's his sister. There are two violations there. And according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda Omer, Eino chai v'el mishum achosu b'vad. There's only one violation there. His sister. V'lo mipnei bas eishes aviv. Not because of this father's wife's daughter. Mai tamai. What's the basis of the Rabbanon?
Why this is in the case that he was b'shogig and he has to bring chata. So what?
This is, you're saying what's relevant? Right, I guess shogig chata. Because in terms of iser, achi misa, he's going to get killed either way.
How can you have b'shogig?
You could, that it was dark and... listen, what about Leah and...
Right, it's okay.
Yeah. Same question.
Okay.
So his sister.
So the Gemara says, so my time in the Rabbanan, what's the reason the Rabbanan require, or I say he's over two Yisurim? Amri michti, ksiv ervas achoscha bas avicha o bas imecha. That's one pasuk, the sister. And another pasuk says, ervas bas eishes avicha, moletz avicha ve achoscha hi. Sorry, moletz avicha.
Namoli. Why these two psukim is the same?
So achoscha hi lamali, shmamina l'chayev mishum achoso mishum bas eishes aviv. Mechayev them on both Yisurim here. That a sister and a sister as from the father's wife's daughter. That's according to Rabbanan why you chayev two Yisurim, two chataos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, kra achoscha hi. The father says achoscha hi, she's your sister. Mishum achoso atam mechayev v'yatam mechayev mishum bas eishes aviv. Why the emphasis? Why is the word pasuk use the extra pasuk? It says Airbus Bas Aishas Avicha Moledes, Avicha Achoschahi. You're only getting the violation of Achos. If she's your sister, then there's only the issue of Achoschahi. If she's not your sister, she just happens to be, let's say, your father's wife's daughter, but let's say they had different mothers, you share the same father, and or let's say they remarried from a previous relationship, so then she ends up being your, I guess, step-sister, that would be Asur. But if she's your sister, Achoschi, then there's only one, it's Achoschi, she's only your sister, and we don't view this as also being your father's wife's daughter.
Nice.
So the Gemara says, that's a reasoning of Rabbanim. No, sorry, that's a reasoning of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So again, I'll read it one more time. Achoso hi atam mechayva vi atam mechayva mishin bas eishes aviv. Rabbanon, hi achoschi my avdile. What are they doing? Achoschi, why mention the word achoschi in the second pasuk? It seems to be unnecessary. So mibarle, they need it for the following. Lechayvo al achoso bas aviv ubas imo. To be mechayv them on a sister that's the daughter of the father and the daughter of the father. Lomar shein mazir miladin. To teach us, we don't give asharos, even though it seems quite logical. So what does that mean? The pasuk that tells about a sister says, Erevas achoscha basavicha o basimecha. That pasuk only tells us about a half-sister, either from the father alone or only a mother alone. We never have a pasuk that tells a sister from sharing the same parents.
But it says in the other pasuk, your sister.
That's the point, right. So wouldn't it be obvious, wouldn't it be, if a half-sister is aser from the father or the mother, certainly a full-sister. The halacha is ain masir miradin. Just because it's obvious through kalvachomers and logic, we don't apply an hasara unless we have it explicitly. So that's why the second pasuk has to also say achos chahi. You also get an issur of a sister if you share both parents. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda im kain. If that's what's coming to teach us, that a sister who share both parents are going to be a violation of the erva, im kain lichta rachmana, let the Torah write achos cha, just achos cha. What is he lovingly? Why is he having to do the extra word he? Mishumacha must be he. Mishumachoscha atamachaiva. He emphasizes he. Only achoscha you're over this, sir. Viatamachaiva, mishumbas eshes aviv. You're not chai for the fact that it's your father's wife's daughter. Rabbanan say, Avagav de chsiv achoscha, even though it says your sister, itzrech lemichtav he. There's still a need to write the word he. He is not unnecessary. Shlo tomar, maybe you shouldn't say, Baal mazir mirdin. Maybe only by the case of sisters, we say ain masirin miradin. And maybe the rest of Kol Tarkur, we say you can be masirin through Kavachomers. So the extra word, he tells us that in general, this concept is true also. All over Shas, all over the Torah, Kalach is ain masirin miradin. The Chitema, if you're going to suggest, Achoscha, de Chos Rachmona Lamali. So why say Achoscha? Milsa de Asim Kavachomer, Tarach, the Chos Lakra, Chos Rachmona Hi. So maybe you're going to say that, wait, so that's part of the statement. How does this read now?
Right, so it says, but there's still a kalvachomer that you can learn.
So you say, maybe really you hold Masir Minadin. Why is it Achoscha? Because the Torah sometimes puts psukim, even though it didn't need it, even though you knew the halacha from a kavachomer, the pasuk sometimes wrote it anyways. That's why it says achoscha. And you wouldn't learn any halachas about ein masir miradin. Says the word he to tell me, no, he. It's through the reason why achoscha, you only chai because achoscha. Had we not said the word achoscha, you would not have learned kavachomer because you can't learn a kavachomer because ein masir miradin. Other cases, you could learn kavachomers. So because this back and forth, Chacham include that he is not unnecessary. And then back says Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Im Kain, if this is the whole logic, Lichtevei Rachmana Lachoscha Hi B'itchakra. So write Lachoscha Hi in the other pasuk that mentions sister explicitly. Why mentioning it in the case of a father's wife's daughter? It must be mentioning a dafka in the case of a father's wife's daughter to tell me that we're not chai for a father's wife's daughter, only Lachoscha Hi. That's why it's mentioned specifically in the case of a father's wife's daughter. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha, my Avile. What do they do in the case of the daughter? When do you need that case? If your father's wife's daughter is your sister, so just say sister. Why talk about a wife's, father's wife's daughter? When do you have a case of a father, wife's daughter who's not your sister? So the Gemara says, my Avile, what's that coming to teach us? Mi Baile, Mi Sheyeshlo Eishes Lavicha. Ba prat lachoso mishifcha vavodes kochavim shen yishis lavicha ba. That whole pasuk tells me that the only time a sister is considered a sister if the parents had ishus, had a good marriage, had a kosher marriage. But if it wasn't a kosher marriage, it's through a shifcha or a vodas chachavim, then she would not be considered your sister. So again, what's going on here is there are two psukim that talk about sisters. Now one talks about a sister directly, one talks about how you get a sister. A father's wife's daughter is your sister. So why go this whole roundabout way according to Rabbi Yossi? According to Chachamim, could they teach me that they're two isurim, two separate psukim for the same thing, but you get two violations. According to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, the second pasuk is just qualifying and defining the first isur. It's all one isur.
I don't understand the question of this one. There's two cases. There is a case where it's half sister, and there's a case where it's a full sister.
Right.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, right, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, he's only chayav with one if it's
right.
His real sister.
Correct.
So he goes and he asks question: which then which pasuk is extra?
So why does if once we know a sister is usur,
yes.
So why does it have to talk about a case of a father's wife's daughter? That's in essence a sister.
Yeah, but it could be it comes to be mechay or somebody who's half a sister.
No, that we know a half sister from the other pasuk of vasi mecho vas.
So the fact that there's one more pasuk, that's the question.
Right.
So there are three psukim.
No, two psukim. Rabban said the second pasuk is the second isur, even though it's repeated and it's said in a different way. It's just you get two isurim for the same isur.
Right.
Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no, it's the same isur. So what do we learn from the second pasuk of Avicha, Eishes Avicha, Basi, the father's wife's mother. It's, and that's just another long way of saying sister. To teach me, the only reason why you're us with a sister, if the Eishes, the marriage between husband and wife,
kosher.
Was a kosher one. That's why I have to teach it that roundabout way. But if it's not a kosher relationship, then it won't be considered your sister. Mara says, maybe the Ema suggests, Prat Lachosa Meanusa. Maybe it's coming to exclude a daughter who is generated from a woman who was raped by the father. Not by a... But she was Jewish, though, still. Gemara said, Hahu lo matzamers. You couldn't suggest that. Why? Midirava. We learn this from Rava, that even a bas anusa is also going to be considered a sister. How do we know this? How are we doing with time? Oh. We don't have time. I'll just get to the bottom line quickly. The Rava, Rami Ksiv, one project says, Ervas bas bincha, o bas bitcha. The granddaughter, whether it be from the son or the daughter, lo segala, that's aser. Ha bas bina dida u bas bita dida shari. But if it's a granddaughter of the wife, then it would be mutter. The ksiv erbas isha uvita lo segala. And it also says the mother, a wife and a daughter is aser. But es bas bita ves bas bita ketad kan baonsin kan benisum. So the problem is, one pasuk seems to imply that a granddaughter is mother, another pasuk seems to imply granddaughter is usur. What's the difference? It depends whether there's marriage or not marriage. If there's marriage, so then the granddaughter is usur. If there's onsin, if there's rape, then the granddaughter would in fact be mutter. Okay. Shkoyach. Everyone should have a good day.